Right now, though, we're going to change our focus. We're going to the region of the world referred to as the European Union, a key region as it relates to the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. And the man in charge of helping us keep abreast of what is happening in that world politically and also then prophetically, because he's a great student of Bible prophecy, is Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob, on this special edition of Prophecy Today, America and its new president, talk to me about a Trump presidency as it relates to the European Union. Are they ready for a Trump president at the White House?
I'm sure the people he has chosen to be on his cabinet are prepared for what's coming. I think they're very capable men who understand more of Europe, but of course their emphasis is going to be America first, and we'll see that in many areas. And that will affect the European Union and has caused some of the concerns of the leaders of Europe. Where will they stand, the European Union stand, related to the American government?
Well, we'll have to continue to watch that ongoing story, of course, and we'll be on top of it. European Union, a key region of the world, not only for Bible prophecy in the future, but politically for today as well. In fact, I want to bring attention to the fact that the United States, working in concert with the European Union, has moved now their tanks and their soldiers into Poland, which Russia says is a threat. Now, I want to talk about NATO in just a moment, but this is an interesting move by the United States and their partnership with the European Union.
It is certainly an interesting move, could well be a very dangerous move to world peace. I always stress this, and we need to remember, the Europeans have a grave fear of Russia. This goes back, we're talking decades now, a fear of Russia, probably first really stirred up during the Winston Churchill era. So they have a fear of Russia, and any time Russia moves anywhere, they're going to try to stop it. From the Russian standpoint, their history teaches them that twice in history they have been invaded by Europe, and both times have come through the Ukraine and through Poland. So from the Russian viewpoint, this stirs up some very difficult memories of the past. And what Americans fail to really grasp so often is that for Europeans and for Russians, the memories are strong as if it was yesterday.
Yes, and those memories, of course, would help bring to our thinking what happened in the 1800s when Napoleon endeavored to try to take over Russia, and then in the 1900s when Adolf Hitler moved the Nazi army in to destroy the Russian nation as well. Well, NATO, of course, as I understand it, you have basically helped me to understand NATO much better, but they were brought into existence for the purpose of protecting the European Union from Russia. And what about the future? The candidate, Donald Trump, said, NATO is not needed, they're not paying their way, etc. But now, as you mentioned, some of his cabinet members, especially his pick for the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, General Mattis, who says NATO is absolutely needed. What do you think the future is? And would it be setting the agenda, whatever it is, for a European army?
Well, I think from a just pure logistics standpoint, NATO is going to be around a while. Europe, the European nations, totally depend on NATO for their protection at this point. Their own militaries are relatively small. But I think the long-term trend, and I expect a basis largely on prophecy also, is that NATO is going to diminish. Europe is going to create their own military. Chancellor Merkel made statements that they no longer can depend on their traditional partners, and she referred to the transatlantic relationship. That's the United States and really NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, saying that they're not going to be there. She's going to, or the European Union needs to take on more responsibility. I think that's a clear signal that we're going to see a stronger and a united European Union military, and that's exactly what we need to focus on, because that would be a typical characteristic of the Roman Empire. And, you know, you already led into this when you said Napoleon and you mentioned Hitler. Both were trying to reestablish a European empire after the Roman Empire. In other words, a new Roman Empire. So you can see the trend would be we would expect them to develop their own military. The U.S. would decline in influence militarily in Europe. And that's just what she's starting to suggest in her comments made just yesterday.
Wow, very, very interesting. Up-to-date information from Dr. Rob Congdon. One final thought. Islam has become a major player in the European Union, the entire continent of Europe. And in fact, I sent you a report of what took place in 2016, the Islamization of Great Britain. This is only a foretaste of things to come, is it not?
I think it is, and I think we're going to see some real challenges facing, especially the three countries that have the largest Muslim population in the European Union. That's Britain, France, and Germany. They're going to have to deal with this soon. Typically, the EU drags its feet at solutions, but I think it's becoming so much in their face now, they're going to have to act probably in this year.
Dr. Rob Congdon, the man who stays on top of activities, both political and prophetic activities, as it relates to the European Union. A must as we put together all the information we give you about current events happening in our world. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
You have a good week, and all your listeners too. Lord bless.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with David James. We'll have our weekly conversation focused on a Christian's responsibility as Donald Trump becomes president of the United States. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.